We're in a different world. The beginning of the sugya, the Gemara in Kedushin, I'm giving them an alf, and the first one I'm a kamos, Itmar. Rav Omar Shaliach Nasaid, Debeir Bishel Amri Ein Shaliach Nasaid. So I appoint the Shaliach to the Kaddish and Isha for me. The Shaliach wants to wear two hats, he wants to also be one of the Eidim. So Rav said, what's the problem? So he'll be a Shaliach, and he'll be an Eid also. And Rabbi Shela said, no, he can't serve his both. So my time at the Bay Rabbi Shela, what was the svar of Rabbi Shela? So Eli Bishum Omale Havali Eid, I thought maybe the reason was because he wasn't designated as an Eid, he wanted to become an Eid on his own. So that's where the Gemara had the famous statement that we spent the last 2 weeks talking about. When he asked the Kiddush Ishmael Fein Shnayim, for all of them, Eid, I can't remember Kiddush, would anybody say that you need a Yichud Eidim? So Ella, the Gemara says a different reason. Rabba, Mashalech, Nas Eid, Rav says, Faket, if the Shaliach is the Eid, that's the greatest proof that was really that it's really taking place. Rabbi Shela Amri Ein Shaliach Nas Eid, Kev on the Amamah Shluch Shalom Kibol. So, Havalei Kigufei. Rabbi Shela says that since as a principle of Shluch Shalom Kibol, so to have the Shaliach serve as the Eid, that would be tantamount to the person himself being an Eid. Obviously, but Makadosh Anish in front of one Eid, they can't say, well, I'm the second Eid, I'm the Baldover. You already know, of course, the Baldover is not an aid. So Rabbi Shela held that Shaliach, Ein Shaliach not the aid, because to have the Shaliach serve as an aid, that would also be together the Baldover serving as the aid, based on the principle of Shluch Shalom Kimel. So Lechora, just reading this Gemara Kipshuto, it would appear that Rabbi Shela is right, that Shluch Shalom Kimel, so everybody accepts the principle of Shluch Shalom Kimel. So we just translate the words, Shluch Shalom Kimel, so what do we have, like a goofy? So the Chora Bishayla is a good taina. So we really have to understand why does Rav disagree? What's the really good Akudus and Machlokus and Lamdus between Rav and Rabbi Shayla? Why is it that Rabbi Shayla is concerned that the Shaliach is mamash like the Baldover and that would be a problem when serving as an aid? Whereas Rav somehow, even though he accepts the principle of Shalom Kamoso, clearly isn't bothered with this problem of Harehu Nasek Agufo. So the Yerushalmiach, the Gershon, is a fascinating beer in this Gemara, this Machlek is Rav and Rabbi Shela, but in order really to appreciate the beer of the Yerushalmiach, really have to take a couple of steps backwards. Comes the Gemara in the second of the Mar Mekomos, the Gemara Mesech is getting up Ayin of the days, Omar, kids will get with Ishti, Machazokah, Chazokah, a person appoints somebody to write a get for his wife, and then he is taken over by this illness, this mental illness, Chardaikos. It basically means he's out of touch with reality. Some kind of, again, I'm not a psychiatrist, I can't tell you identify the exact symptoms. But Chazal described this type of an illness, Chardaikos. So a person appointed a shaliach to write a get for his wife, appointed himself to write a get for his wife, and then before the get was delivered, he was taken over by Chardaikos. The Chaz of Yama, Al-Tichtavu, in the state of being in Chardaikos, he backs out from the shlichus. He tells the cipher, don't write it anymore. So the Mishnah says that his last word, that which he said when he was in the state of Chardaikos, was Batel Mevutel. He was in effect the Labadah. So he wasn't in touch with reality at that point. So whatever he says at that point, we just don't take into consideration. So what does that mean that we don't take it into consideration? The Mishnah says that we ignore what he says in the state of Chardaikos. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lachish, Kosker who knows can get me out for this. Lachish says he can give me get right now. I mean, since I appointed you as a shaliach, I appointed you as a sofer to write the get, so you can write the get even in the state that I'm in Chardaikos, and you can deliver the get when I'm in the state of Chardaikos as well. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, to give a get while I'm in the state of Chardaikos, that you can't do. And Kosman Ella Lichashay Yishtafa, that we have to wait until the husband becomes well again. If and when the husband becomes back in touch with reality, then you can give the get right away. You don't have to ask him again. You don't have to get a new minui on the ksivas again. The original minui is acceptable, even though in the interim he was mevatel it. Whenever he was mevatel, the shas kadaika says lamalav lamayrit. But according to Rabbi Yechon, you cannot give the get close mouth the person is actually suffering from kadaikas. So what's going on? What exactly is the Nekudas of Mechorekis? We can skip down a couple of lines. The Gemara just tries to show you the details of the Mishnah, how each one saw their Shita. The Nekudas were gained. Says the Gemara, 3 lines to the bottom. What's the Nekudas of Mechorekis? Meshlokish medamed el yoshen. Meshlokish stands that a Kredaikos is considered to be like somebody who's asleep. You're asleep. You're also out of touch with reality. So Mishloach HaShem is like somebody who's asleep. Now what's the significance of that? Let's say I appoint the shaliach to get to my wife, and then I fall asleep. But the shaliach has to make sure that I'm awake when I'm giving the get. You say that I'm a labar das when I'm sleeping, I'm a shaita. No, that's not true. So when I'm sleeping, I'm still labeled up yaloch as a bar das. So therefore, the shaliach can give a get even when I'm sleeping. So Mishloach HaShem says, well, then I'm a kodaitis. So that's not considered to be a shaita. It's considered like a yosher. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Avi Leila shaita. Rabbi Yochanan says no, that it's compared to a shota, and just as a shota obviously cannot give a get, even though he appointed a sofer beforehand to write the get, but if b'shas to see this a get, the baal is a shota. So the Gemara is saying it's a dove of pasha that mode that he cannot give a get. The sofer cannot give a get, and therefore the husband is a shota. So then the Gemara goes into a detailed question. We're not learning really the Sigur Kedaikos. Why Rabbi Yochanan held that it's a shaita? Why Rabbi Shlomo held that it's not a shaita? Those are technical details of his Kedaikos. So what comes out from the Sigur? So it comes out from the Sigur is very, very clear. There are three different halachas that are quite clear. One is, if a husband appoints a shaita to write a get, and the husband becomes a shaita, so everybody would agree that get cannot be given. Calls not that the husband is a shaita, the get cannot be given, notwithstanding the fact that he was appointed before, the self was appointed before the husband became a shaita. That's the double pashut. The second thing that's the double pashut, if a person appoints a get, appoints a self with the right to get to his wife, and then the husband goes to sleep, the shaita can write the get and can deliver the get, even at the time of the husband is sleeping, even though the husband is quote-unquote la bardas, that's not a halachic la bardas. That's sleeping, that's not called the shaita. So those two dinim are agreed upon, bein by Rabbi Yochanan, bein by Reish Lakish. The whole machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish is in the middle case. The middle case being, is kodaikos, this particular mental condition, is this similar to yashin, or is this similar to shaita? So we're going to emphasize, we want to focus really on the first of these three halachas. The halacha that everybody agreed, even Reish Lakish agreed to, the case of the shaita, husband appoints the sofer to try to get for his wife, then subsequently the husband becomes a shaita, the sofer cannot give the get to his wife. That's a double pashut that everybody agreed to. So comes the Rambam and has a startling statement about this halacha. Comes the Rambam in the third of the Mamakamas. Rambam is Geirish and Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav. Omak Shubari, Kisvu Get Utsnula Ishti, V'yachakach Nivas. What is the halacha if a person, when he was well, asked the sofer to write a get, and then something happens to him? Mamtil nad shi'avri because of it osmo. You have to wait until he gets better. But im kosmo v'nosu kodim shi'avri. What if they went ahead, they jumped the gun, and they gave the get before the person got better? So the shas knife and the thing is a get. The husband was a shaita. So says the Ram HaRei the apostle. So at first glance, this is not such a shocking Rambam. Why are we spending time reading this Rambam? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it gets puzzled. The answer is, this Rambam is amazing. It's a remarkable Rambam. Because we've already mentioned in the past that the Rambam has words that he used to describe a get that's no good midaraisa, and other terms, other phrases that he uses to describe a get that's no good only midarabanan. A get that's not acceptable midaraisa, the Rambam will use the magic word batel, or the Rambam will use the word eino get. That's what the Rambam tells us in the beginning of the Geirish, and whenever you see the word botel, that's a red light. That means it's botel midaraisa. Whenever you see the phrase eino get, that's botel midaraisa. Whenever you see the toned down word posel sounds like potavalosa. Posel means that midaraisa, in fact, the get is kosher. It's posel midarabanan. This is the Shittas Rambam throughout, because Geirish and the Rambam is explicit like this, that phrase posel must be understood to mean a mere psul derabanan. So now the chayrav, we have to stop and read this Rambam very carefully. The Rambam tells us a person appoints a sofer to write a get on his behalf, and then the husband becomes a shaita. So the Rambam says if the sofer goes ahead and gives the get to the woman, the shah that the husband is a shaita, with the araisa that get is acceptable. With the araisa that get is kosher. He's a apostle, but the Rabbanan, he shouldn't do it. The Rambam learned the whole sugya get the night of a day. The whole sugya of Kodaikos was only on the level of the Rabbanan, on the level of the Araisa. Even if the guy's a Shaita Mamish, as long as he was appointed to Shas Maisa when he was a Bardas, so then the Sofer can go ahead with the Araisa and give the get. This is a remarkable sheet to Sir Rambam. The Baal Plukta of the Rambam is the Tur. The Tur in Ibn Ezer, in Chus Gerish, when he quotes this halacha, when he quotes this sugya from the beginning of the seventh prayer of Gin, Mishachas Akhredaitis, the Tur writes, the Sefer goes ahead and delivers the get when the husband is a shaiter, Harei ze botel, Harei ze ein a get, the get is not chal even midaraisa. So lechara, we have to analyze what is the Nekudas of Achleikis in the Rambam and the Tur. What are they really arguing about? Why is it that according to the Rabbi Midaraisa the get can be given, and according to the Tur Midaraisa even the get cannot be given? Comes the Ketos and explains the Machlokas, the Rabbi and the Tur, is not a Machlokas Ruchas Gerishin. It's a Machlokas Ruchas Shlichus. It's a fundamental Machlokas, really, about the ABCs of what the definition of shlichus is. I guess it behooves us, we've been learning shlichus for about 8 months now, to finally discuss this ketos. Comes the ketos and says, a very basic chakira, a fundamental lumdashe chakira, how to view the relationship between the mishalech and the shalich. One can understand shlichus in one of two ways, says the ketos. Either one can say, when Reuben appoints Shimon to give a get on his behalf, Shimon takes over. Shimon mamish steps into Reuben's shoes. Shimon is considered to be the Megarish. He's the one who's doing the Maisa Gevishin. He's the one who's doing the Chaleis Gevishin. He's doing everything. He is mamish considered to be the Adam HaMegarish. As the words sound, Shalucho Shal Adam Kibboso. The Shaliach, in a sense, takes on a whole new entity, a whole new identity, a whole new life. He becomes the Baal himself. That's one all-encompassing way of viewing shlichus. Another way of viewing shlichus is a much more toned-down version. All shlichus means is, of course, the Baal is the Baal HaGerushin. Of course, the Baal is the one who's creating the Chalai HaGerushin. He's the one who's married to the woman. The Torah says that when the shliach does a meisin, a sinus haget, so that meisin, a sinus haget, relates back to the Baal. It's as if the Baal did that particular meisa. So since the halacha says that the nesinus aget is misyaches to the Baal, so the male of the Baal becomes divorced from his wife. But in terms of who's the megaresh, in terms of pinpointing who's the one who's creating the chalos, it's the husband who's creating the chalos, it's not the shaliach who's creating the chalos. So what's the nature of shlichus? The shlichus transformed the shaliach to such an extent that shluch shlam gemoso mamish, that he's the megaresh. This is like reminiscent a little bit. Remember we mentioned that the Rishon Nesh Natasha, how come you can't appoint the Shemesh to put tefillin on you? So the Ketzel says that, Abkan, you can't do it. I mean, to say the goof of the Shalech is the goof of the Mishalech, that's already too far-fetched. But short of that, you can say, it means the Chalos of the Shalech is Mavish the Chalos of the Mishalech. Like Tazria, the Ketzel, what do you say? No, you say that Shalechus doesn't mean that much. Shalechus is just a technical, halachic concept. That when Shimon does something, so we make believe, hocus pocus, we make believe Kilon Reuben did it. But it's not that Shimon becomes transformed to be Reuben Q's. Comes to the Zos and says, that seems to be the Nekudas and Machalikas in the Ram and the Tur. A Baal appoints a Sefer to write a get. He appoints him as a Shalich to write the get, to deliver the get, and then the Baal becomes a Shaita. Before the Nesinas the get takes place. Can that get be given on the level of the Raisa by the Sefer, or by the Shalich? It depends. If you hold that the shaliach is the megaresh, he's the one who's creating the chalos. So Tachos, he's a bardas. He is a bardas still. So my nafkamina that the Baal is no longer a bardas. If all that matters, all we're focusing it on is about the koch of the shaliach, shluch shalom kemosa means that the shaliach becomes the megaresh. So l'chor, the only question we have to ask ourselves, the Shal Yerushin, is the Megarish a Radas? The answer is, he's a Radas. The Baal is not a Megarish anymore. So we don't care that he's a Labardas. That's the Shita Saramba. The Rambam holds that Midah Araisa, the Shaliach takes on an entity literally like the Baal, as long as he's a Radas, it's okay Midah Araisa. Midah Rabban and the Chum did away with it. You know why? That's such a good idea, because if you're going to be machsher in a case where the shliach is a bardas and the husband is not a bardas, next thing you know, you're going to be machsher in a case where the minu shlichus was done when the baal was a la bardas. That's for sure no good, because you can't be a mamash shlich when you're a la bardas. So technical reasons, quirks with the rabban and all kind of chashashas and gezeiros, so Chum did away with this halacha. But the ikaron, says the Rambam, to get really would be chal, but the raisa, it is a kosher, 100% kosher, get with the raisa, because shluch shalom kamosa means that the shliach is the megarish. comes the Tur and disagrees with the Rambam, comes the Tur and says that the get is Motul Mavutul Mida Araisa. Why is that? Says the Ketzos. The Tur understood that at the end of the day, it's the Baal who's the Mekarish. He's the one who's creating the Chalos Gerushin. There's a din that the Nesinas, Shaliach is Mishyachis to the Baal. But at the end of the day, it's the Baal who's calling the Shas. At the end of the day, it's the Baal who's creating the Chalos. The halacha is, if you're a La Bardas, you can't be Mekarish, and you're a La Bardas, you can't create a Chalos. So it doesn't matter that the Sofer and the Shaliach were already appointed long ago before the Baal became a La Bardas. If Tachos, the Shas Naisa, the Shas Nesinas, again, the Baal, maybe 1,000 miles away, if he's a La Bardas, so that get is Bachlam of Utlan Allah of their eyes. As it tells, that's the Nekudas and Machloikas between the Ram and the Tor.
What's the thing if you said Chris would get leashed in your diet?
Oh, we're going to get to hell. We're getting there. That's going to be the Kashi.
Chris would get leashed in and
he disappears. That's the Kashi. That's how you Machab the Ketos the Kashi against the Ram. We're getting there. Come to your Sameach and says, basing himself on this view of the Ketos. I don't remember whether he quotes the Ketos, the famous, or he just quotes the view of the Ketos. Comes to Yosemech and says, this Chakira that we presented as a Machlekes HaRishonim, we're presenting as a Machlekes HaRam and the Tur, says to Yosemech, this is a much older Machlekes. This Machlekes predates the Rishonim, this is the Machlekes HaMarayim, this is the Nekudas HaMachlekes in Kedushim Mem Gimel Min Aleph, Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Sheila. What was the Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Sheila? Rabbi Sheila, the Gevaldi Kiddush, says that Ein Shalich Nasa Eid. You know why? Because came in the other Ma Shluch Sham Kinoi say Havlik a Gufay. When I appoint the Shaliach through Megarish my wife, I appoint the Shaliach through the Kaddish and Isha for me. So the Shaliach is Kigufi. He becomes Mamish like me. So therefore he can't serve as an aid. And Rav says Mapit. Oh, what are you talking about? He can serve. Even though Shluch Sham Kinoi, so he can still serve as an aid. What's the Kudus of Machlokes? Says the Yosameach. It depends on how you define Shalichus. If you hold, in a sense, like the Rambam, that the Shaliach becomes mamish like the Baal Dover. He is the Baal Dover. He is the Baal. He is the Megarish. He's the one who's not only doing the Nais in the scene, he's doing the Chalos. He's doing everything. And according to the Rambam, even the Baal is a Shaita now. It doesn't matter. Mid the Rais. And the Shaliach is everything. So then the Chor Rabbi Sheila makes a lot of sense. That ain't Shaliach Lafay. How can the Baal, how can the Megarish, how can the person who's accepting the Chalos Gerushin turn around and be the aid? That's like a Baal Dover, being an aid. I can't be an aid in my own Kiddush, I can't be an aid in my own Gerushin. So if I'm the Megarish, I'm the Mekadesh, so how can I possibly serve as the aid according to Bishayla? That's the Rambam speaking, in effect. What does Rav say? Rav would respond to Rabbi Shayla and say, Mapitom! So what do you mean that the Shaliach can't serve as the aid? The Shaliach is not a Baal Dover. The Shaliach is doing a technical thing. He's doing the nice and the scene on behalf of the Baal. But you want to know, at the end of the day, who's the Megarish? Who's the Baalim in this Chalos? Who's creating this Chalos Gerushin? It's the Baal. The Baal's 1,000 miles away. He's fast asleep. He's the Megarish. So if he's the Megarish and the Shaliach is not the Megarish, so then why can't the Shaliach serve as an aid? That's exactly what Rav says. Notwithstanding the fact that Shaliach Shalom can lay so, the Shaliach considers an aid, because Rav had a very, very different understanding of Shluch Shalom Kenoso. So if this beer is correct, it doesn't put the Rav in good light, because it puts the Rav in the wrong Shita. It puts the Rav like Rabbi Sheila, and we pass like Rav, but Shaliach is not the aid. So it's interesting that this beer, although it's very, it's very enticing to give this beer, because it takes the Machlokes that we've shown him, and puts it into the Gemara itself, shows it in the text, and then Mesugah in the Gemara itself, it ends up putting the Rambam on the wrong side of the picture, because according to the Rambam, you would end up concluding that you would have to follow Rabbi Sheila, which of course nobody does. Halach l'maiz mi paskin like Rav. It's an interesting Arsameach, that if the Ketzos' view of the Rambam is right, and the Arsameach's view of the Gemara is right, then the Rambam has a lot of trouble. So Akol Panim is interesting, because it's the same Nekuda that the Ketzos emphasizes in the Rambam of the Tur, that points out in the Rav and Rabbi Sheila according to the Arsameach. But the Chora, we have a very big problem. If this is in fact the Shittas HaRambam, the Shaliach takes on a life in and of himself, on a level of Deraisa, then we really have to understand a different halacha. Comes the Tosas, in the fourth of the Maamar Kamos, tells him a second, Gittim Yegim Lamed Aleph, where the Tosas commenting on the Mishnah in Gittim Yegim Lamed Aleph, where the Mishnah says, if a person appoints a Shaliach to write a get and to give a get to his wife, and then the husband dies, and he dies before the get is actually delivered, so the Mishnah says, Lo Yitnu Li Achabisa. that the get cannot be delivered after the husband is no longer alive. So comes Tosfos and says, well, you know Yachamisa, the Kamash Malan, the Ein Get Liachamisa. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is this principle that Ein Get Liachamisa. So he asks Tosfos, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah that you deal with an Aleph, because the Mishnah later on in Ein Beis and an Aleph says the same thing. Alpha God's in the head, you tonight, the Beth Mishachas of the Ein Get Liachamisa. The Mishnah says, Mamash Patan, why in Ein Beis and an Aleph, Ein Get Liachamisa? So what do you need two Mishnahis to tell me the same exact thing, one in the first part, one in the seventh part? So says tells us no. A briskevor, because there are two different applications of Ein Get Liachamisa. Hocha itzrich lashmeina. Let me skip what it says in the parentheses. The Alpha Gav Shemina Magaresh Bechayav Hashaliach Lo Choshev Lios Kemoso Achamoso Kiu Atzmo Kayam Elachesh Choshev Get Liachamisa. Says tells us the case, and I'm sorry, in Yudulam and Aleph, the Tosfos is addressing is a very unique type of Ein Get Liachamisa. It's talking about a situation where the shaliach was actually appointed to chaye habal, and then the baal dies before the get is delivered. That's the chiddush of the mishnah you deal with an ein get liachamisa. What's the gemara in Ayin Beis and Aleph talking about? Ayin Beis and Aleph is talking about a whole different story. V'hosam hashminan, the alpha gav shaboa get liada isha mechayim at the get liachamisa. At the end, the mishnah is talking about a person, there is no shaliach. A person writes to get himself. He delivers the get to his wife, but he makes a tenai on the get. He says that I'm giving you this get, that it should be chal in 30 days from now, that it should be chal in a year from now. And then in the interim, the husband dies. So there, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though physically she's holding on to the get, she has received, and as soon as the get was done, the chaye haba'al, since the chalos of the get was not until later, that's called an Ein Get Liachamisa. That's the chiddush of Ayin Beis and Aleph. The chiddush of Yud Gimel and Aleph is that even though the Baal has pulled himself out of the picture, he's appointed a shaliach. So I would think that Shmuch Shalom Kemos of the shaliach can give the get even after the Baal is dead. Kamash Malon Ein Get Liachamisa. So I call part of the way Tosfos sizes up the sugya, there are really two different applications of Ein Get Liachamisa. One is in the case of get given out today, but it's man. And the other is a get that wasn't yet delivered, but the shliach was appointed. And both of these cases are true. Both of them are preferred to Mishnah.
Get
the
before he died.
In which case?
In the second case.
Second case, the get. He handed her the get. He physically handed her the get.
He handed out the
get? Yeah, yeah, but he said to her that the get should only be chal 6 months from now, and he died before the 6 months. So these are the Farish Mishnayis. You can't learn different than Tosfos. It's the Farish. One Mishnah is talking about one case, one Mishnah is talking about the other. It's obvious in the context of the Sugya. L'chora, according to the Rambam, this is a big problem. According to the Rambam, if the Tosfos is right, that Shluch HaShalom Kemoso, according to the Rambam, is so powerful, is so all-encompassing, that the Shliach Mamish becomes like the Baal, that even though the Baal is a labadas, is a shaita gomor, it doesn't matter. Midaraisa, it's still okay, because the Shluch Shalom Kemais, he becomes the Megaresh. So we have to stop and ask ourselves, why is there a din of Ein Get Liachamisa? Bishloma, in the second case of Ayin Bezim and Aleph, when you give the get to the woman, there is no shaliach, you personally deliver the get to the woman, and you make it tonight, the get should be chal, yachar, shloshim yom, and then the husband dies with the shloshim yom. So that I understand perfectly well, why Ein Get Liachamisa, because the shas chalos get, the husband's not alive anymore. Since the husband is the megarish, a mace can be megarish, so the name of the get is Moslem of Hutu. But in the first case, the case of Yud Gimel and Aleph, which tells to explain the first scenario, Chazal we're talking about Ein Get Liachamisa, the case where the shaliach was appointed the chay habal, and now the husband dies, now the shaliach wants to go ahead and complete his job after the baal is all over here. So taka, why is that no good? Why is that Ein Get Liachamisa? Midaraisa, that should be okay. The Ram himself says that's no good midaraisa. Why isn't that good midaraisa? What's the difference between the case where the baal becomes a shaita, where the Rambam says the shaliach takes on a life of his own and he can't be megarish the isha midaraisa, in contrast to where the baal dies, that even the Rambam agrees that Ein Get Liachamisa. So according to the Ketzos, minus kemina, what's the difference? It's not much the same halachic principle. It's the same exact case, whether the husband's a shaita or the husband's a mace. What's the difference in halacha? So comes the Ketzos and says, the Bia B'das Rambam is based on a Rashi in Maseches Gittin. I think it could be it was my fault. I forgot to put on the Mamre Kamos. I forgot to read it without it. Rashi in Maseches Gittin writes a Gevaldige Chiddush. You know why ain't get liachem isa? Person appoints a shaliach to write a get on his behalf, and then the husband dies. You know why the sefer can't complete the mission? He can't write the get. He can't deliver the get. So says Rashi. Once a person dies, she's not his wife anymore. Or in the case of the Eved Kenani, a person appoints a shaliach to write a shtashichu for his Eved Kenani, and then the baal dies, the other dies. Says Rashi. Once the person dies, it's not his Eved anymore. The Eved goes birusha. It's not his. He's not the Bailam anymore. Says the Ketzos, Rashi's telling us a gevaldik echidish. Rashi's saying, you know why ain't get liachemisa? Ain't get liachemisa is not the same halacha as ain't get liacha when he becomes a shaita. It's a different halacha. Ain't get liachemisa means you can only divorce a woman who you married to. You give a get to someone who's not your wife, it's batla mevuto. You give a shtashikha to someone who's not your rebbe, it's batla mevuto. Says Rashi, says the Ketzos, the misa changes your relationship to the woman. The misa changes your relationship to the Eved. Once that relationship is broken, Mimela in get liacha misa. So comes it tells and says, that's the chiluk according to the Rambam. That in a case where the husband merely becomes a shaita, so when you become a shaita, you're still married to the woman, she's still aisha shaita. If you married her when you were pikeh, now you become a shaita, she's an aisha ish l'chol d'varah. She still requires a get, no question about that. So Kol's not that she's an aisha ish l'chol d'varah. So the Rambam has a gedalik yechidish. The Rambam says that the liyatsi, that the shliach was appointed before you became a shaita. So then shluch son kemoisa, the husband, the shliach takes out a life in himself, he can do the garish to the woman. But the medav amurim, that's only by a shoita. But in the case of a mace, when a person becomes a mace, so the condition is broken in effect. The ishus is broken. The bailus of mumminess and the avdus is broken. So of course you can't be begarish. From today till tomorrow, the shaliach is master kemoiso. That's very nice, but you yourself can't be begarish her because she's not your wife anymore. That's the beer according to the Rambam. To come to Ketzos and says, at the end of the day, the difference between Nishtata Habal and Meis Habal is that Nishtata Habal, he's still married to her. It's just a technical problem, he's allowed by Nas, so Shlichus can overcome that. In case of Meis Habal, it's a much more fundamental, much more basic problem, that they're not married anymore, so of course, he can no longer get again. So this whole stick with her, the Ketzos is assuming that this is in fact the deal in the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. This is assuming that the Nekudas of Machloikas in the Rambam the Tur is a Machloikas and Huchos Shlichos. It's basically, it's Asugi related. It's basically a fundamental question, how to translate the phrase of Shluch Shalom Kibbutzoi. Comes the Kilos Yaakov, the stipler. He says he thinks that the Nekudas of Machloikas in the Rambam the Tur is totally different. That the Nekudas of Machloikas does not rest in Huchos Shlichos, but rather the Nekudas HaMachlokes rest in Huchos Geirushin. Namely, true, the Gemara says at the beginning of the seventh part of Gittin, the Sugi B'Shachos HaKadaikas, that a Shaita cannot be Begarush's wife. Why not? What's the Chisaron of Geirushin of a Shaita? Mishnayas, the Rabbah Sechus Gittin, the Sechus Yavamas, once a person got married when he was a Pikech, and now he becomes a Shaita, so it's a very serious problem. He cannot be Begarush's wife. Why not? Why doesn't a Shaita have the Koyach to be Begarush's wife? So says the disciple, one can understand that in one of two ways. Either you can understand that saying that it's a chisorin in the chalos geirushin. It's a chisorin in the whole process of geirushin. Means you have to be by das. Torah describes, the husband knows what's going on. He's calling the shots. So for him to authorize the Ksim Saget, to authorize the Nesim Saget, to go through the Nesim Saget, this is one of the chalosim of the Torah that requires das. That's why you need Das. Das is a necessary component in terms of the Maisa / Chalais Gerishin. Or maybe you could say a different word. Maybe you could say that Das is not necessary for the Chalais Gerishin. Das is necessary for the Gavra to be a person who's in the Parsha of Gerishin. A person is a Labar Das, so he as a Gavra is Mufka from the Dinim of Gerishin. He can't be Megarish somebody, not because of the technical, not because Gerish and proper that presents him. It's not the nice and the scene, it's not the chalos, it's not the tonight, it's not the amira. It's not those technical parts of Gerishin. But the chalos Gerishin only relates to certain kinds of people. Let's say, for example, a non-Jew. A non-Jew gives a get to his wife. It's a little ma'am, it's not Mesiachet. I mean, he's a dab who's mufka from Parshas Geirushin. If an Eved Kanani, he gets married, he goes out and gives a get to his wife. And so it's meaningless that only the Parshas Geirushin was only given for certain people. Someone who's a shaita is not the chalal to Parsha. It's not Mesiachet to him. He has no shaychas to his Parsha, Parshas Geirushin. Comes a stifle and says, that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes, the Rambam in the Torah. The Rambam holds that the problem of the shaita giving a get is not a gavra problem. It's a maisa chalos problem. As long as you can find somebody to take care of that problem, then even a shaita can become magurish in a sense. Even a shaita has the ability that he should, his status should change. He should lose his wife by the gavrishin. There's no problem for the gavra at this point. It's only a problem for the maisa slash chalos. That's the shaita Rambam. So we found a way. He appointed a shaliach before he became a shaita. So the shaliach does whatever he has to do, and it doesn't affect the fact that you're a shaita. The tour holds that it's not acceptable. You can't be magarish when you're a shaita, not only because there's a technical quirk of nesidus aged and chaleis aged and the damir of the aged and all the hilchos geirush that prevent it, but Parshas Geirushin was given to Bnei Das. Parshas Geirushin wasn't given to Goy, it wasn't given to Eved Kenayim, it wasn't given to Shaitim. According to the Tour, you could appoint a shlich from today from tomorrow before you were a Shaita, but if Bishas Geirushin, you're not in the Parshas Geirushin, so how can Geirushin relate to you? So comes a Ktels and says, that's the Nekudas Samachlokes. Sorry, comes a Stipel and says, that's the Nekudas Samachlokes around the Nekudas. It's not a Shlichas Samachlokes. It's a Geirushin Samachlokes. Now comes a Stipel for the punchline. According to the Rambam, what's the difference between when the Baal becomes a shaita or the Baal becomes a mace? Says the Stipler. The Rambam holds that a shaita is still a gavra who's in the Parsha of Gerushin, but a mace is not. Not because she's not married to him anymore. Ain't a mace in a Gerushin that the Torah was given to live people. The mace in Chavshi. The Torah doesn't talk to dead people. So the person is no longer alive. The Torah, the Parsha, Kiga Chishisha, V'haylam, to the Chosmul, the Sefer, Kriz, the Dostum, Yada, that Parsha was not set to Goy, wasn't set to Avodim, wasn't set to Mason. So even the Rambam will hold that the Chisorn of the Shaita is not a Chisorn of the Gavra, so therefore Shalichas is going to solve the problem. But even the Rambam's mind that a Mace is a Chisorn in the Gavra. Ain't a Mace in the Garshim, is a bin the Gavra, who's a Mace, is a Mufka for Barsha's Gerishim. So of course the Rambam agrees that the get's not going to be Chal. Not because of that technical quirk of the choice that she's not his wife anymore. So when all the dust settles, we have a machlokes Rav and Rav Shail in our sugya about can the shaliach serve as an aid, not serve as an aid. There's some maps view that the Gemara is clearly addressing some kind of an issue as to the relationship of the shaliach to the mishalech. Does the shaliach really take on all the qualities of the mishalech? We have this machlokes Rambam in the tour about liachash and the shtat abal, can the shaliach write to get midaraisa and deliver the get midaraisa? So we have Tzelsa's beer that's goof in the machlokes Rav and Rav Shail. It's the same issue. It's the shaliach's the machlokes, which forced the Tzelsa to try to find a way. So what became, what's the difference between mace and shaita? So he had to come up with that idea that she's not his wife anymore. He's not his Eved anymore. And according to the Stipler, the machlokes Rav and Tzelsa has nothing to do with that. So the machlokes Rav and the Tour is the machlokes Rav and Tzelsa's geirushin. What's the chisorin in geirushin of the shaita? Is it a din just the mice and chalos? Or is it a chisorin in the gavra? And the simplicity of the Stipler's shot is that we don't have to go look to fish for reasons why a mace can't be Megarish. It's partial that even according to the Rambam, we're shait in the Chol Pasha of Gershon, a mace is a Vada and a Vada Mufka from the Pasha of Gershon. So two totally different Mahalchim. So he said, the Stipler, what is it according to the Mahalchim of the Rambam? How does it relate to Hesu?
But the Stipler would maintain that the Rambam is according to our Shila.
Well, it could be not. According to the Stipler, that's not really the Nekuda of the Mahalchim of the Rambam with the Torah. They're not really telling you what they hold that much about Shalisha.
He solved the problem by making the Shaliach substituting him.
Well, he may not have to substitute him to the point of being mamash kegufo. If according to the Rambam, it's just a technical problem that a shaita can't go through the motions of the nesina, so that if the shaliach is going through the motions for him, that's okay. So you don't have to make the shaliach into mamash the baal, like according to the Tzelsa's plan. Okay, so hopefully next year we'll continue a little bit of this.